You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hey everyone, and welcome into today's episode. It is really nice to be back here with you, and I am looking forward to bringing you this conversation today because I think it's something that I haven't spoken about much recently on the podcast. So I'm hoping it'll be a really supportive and powerful conversation for you. We're going to be talking about the topic of overcoming the fear of other people's judgment. So in essence, how to stop worrying what other people think about you and how to stop fearing the judgment of others. You know, and this is when we can be really hyper aware of how we're being perceived and what people think about us, and can have this fear of being judged and being rejected, and therefore losing, you know, love and connection and people's approval. And this can be a fear that can impact a lot of us as women and can really cause us to hold ourselves back and play really small in a lot of ways. So if we're really hyper aware of what people are thinking about us and whether they're judging us and whether they like us, this can cause us to, you know, dim our expression and hold back and not make ourselves visible and not really show our true authentic self and end up being a more toned down, modified version of ourselves, you know, trying to color within the lines to make sure that we don't do anything that causes us to lose love or lose connection or be judged or rejected by another. And this can also tie into just insecurities that we can have as women around certain aspects of ourselves and fearing that those parts of ourselves are going to be judged if other people see them. So this can play out in a lot of ways, and I've had this topic and this area come up a lot on Divine Femme coaching calls that I've run over numerous rounds. It inevitably comes up where someone asks, you know, how do I overcome this fear of being judged? So I thought I would do a podcast episode on it for you today. And I want to offer you four steps that you can work through, four kind of areas of inner work around this and things for you to reflect on and explore to help you work through this. And with all of these fears, you know, we may never get to a point where this fear is completely eliminated and no longer is present for us. It's not so much about like getting rid of it, but it's more about how do you work through it and move beyond it so that it no longer rules you. That's really how I like to work with these particular fears that come up, because if you try to eliminate it completely, I don't think that's realistic, and I don't think that even empowers you, you know, in the process of healing it. It's really just like working through what comes up and getting better and better at being able to move through this and beyond it when it does come up for you. So this particular pattern of being really aware of what people think about us and fearing judgment and fearing losing love and connection, you know, when we're in this is really showing us that we're operating from more of a wounded feminine energy rather than a healthy, empowered feminine. And I've talked about the wounded feminine a lot on the podcast before. You can go through my past episodes if you want to understand more about that energy. But understand, when we're in our feminine, you know, the feminine is driven by love. She wants to be loved. The feminine wants connection and love. So it does feel very important to us that we get that connection and love. But when we're in more of a wounded expression of our feminine energy, we're in a space of very much seeking externally for that external love and connection and belonging and approval and praise, and very much fearing losing it. Because we haven't yet learned how to find that inside of ourselves. And we're operating from quite a place of insecurity and disconnection from self, disembodiment, you know, doubting ourselves, questioning ourselves, feeling deprived of love and approval and not feeling good enough, all these things. And then, you know, we're really doing whatever we can to make sure we get that from the external world, from the people around us, or that we don't lose it. And really, the journey of moving out of wounded feminine into healthy feminine is moving to a place where you can be a fully expressed woman who really loves herself and feels safe in who she is and is deeply embodied and connected to who she is and can own who she is to the extent that she can be that and share that and shine that and show that without needing to shrink and become smaller out of fear of not being loved, yeah, or losing love. And so when I see this pattern play out for women, it really leaves a lot of women, you know, like I've been saying, playing small, dimming themselves down, holding back on their dreams, not speaking their truth, not asking for what they want, modifying themselves, trying to be what they think other people want them to be, all in an attempt to not be judged and to try to even eliminate from themselves and suppress and deny the parts of themselves that they think might be judged or might be deemed not good enough or unlovable, and try to be more of what, you know, we think other people want. And this has been a huge one that I've had to work through. You know, if I look at where I'm at in my career now, like, I couldn't be here if I was still ruled by the fear of other people's judgment. You know, to get to a place, if you're someone who wants to be visible, if you're someone that has things to share in the world, things to say, if there's a version of yourself you really want to be, you know, you can feel it, this is something you're going to have to work through, because you can't be a fully expressed woman if you're ruled by this fear. And this fear stopped me for years. You know, look at 10, 11, 12 years ago, I was so paralyzed with fear of what people would think about me and of being judged that it completely stopped me being myself, owning who I am, and doing my work in the world that I knew I was here to do, and sharing my voice. So I know the journey that it takes to work through this one. I totally get it. So a lot of this for us as women, and in general, like the wounded feminine that a lot of women operate from, which is a more disempowered, insecure, disembodied feminine that's constantly grasping and seeking for love and validation and approval and belonging and all those things outside of herself. You know, a lot of this comes from the good girl conditioning that we pick up as young women. All this good girl conditioning around who we learn we need to be lovable and to get other people's approval. Who we learn we need to be as little girls. And so often as little girls, we became really hyper aware of what got us love and what lost us love. And then we started to modify ourselves to try to be more of what we thought other people wanted us to be. And then as adults, we're still running that now. And we're still operating in the box of this good girl that we think we need to be. But, you know, my work with women is about supporting women to become empowered, embodied, whole, sovereign, fully expressed women. Yeah. Who are soft, who are self-loving, who are fully expressed, who are free in who they are, who are liberated, who can share their light with the world, you know, and who aren't ruled by fear. And so much of this, you know, this being the good girl and being in the wounded feminine, I really see this for women coming from a place of them not yet being deeply connected to themselves, deeply anchored in their bodies, not yet fully loving and owning who they are, maybe not even yet knowing who they are, not yet knowing their own unique voice and their own unique gifts and their own unique expression. And they're still operating from all of this conditioning they picked up throughout their life around who they need to be. Who they need to be to belong, to get love, to be good enough, to be accepted, to fit in. And until a woman goes on the journey of looking at all of this conditioning around who she learned she needs to be in the world and what makes her lovable, she's going to be ruled by that. And so that's a lot of the work that I do, is helping women unravel this conditioning and break free from that and really become the woman they truly desire to be. So there's a lot of beautiful, powerful healing work we can do through this journey. And it's so incredible because it just allows you, like, it gives you so much freedom. Like, imagine how it would feel to not be worried what other people think about you, to not be ruled by the fear of being judged or rejected by others. That fear may still come up, but imagine what it would feel like to not be so paralyzed by it that you couldn't actually move forward or express yourself or be your true self. So I want to offer you 4 steps that you can use to begin to work through this. The first thing I want to offer you, this is just something to reflect on inside yourself. You know, when I look at things that play out in our relationships with other people, and this is about our relationships, right? Where we're thinking about, like, what are other people thinking about us? I always like to look at this through the perspective of mirroring, because so often things that unfold within us get mirrored around us in our relationships. And so if you are someone that has particular fears around having certain areas of yourself judged by other people, I would ask you, where are you judging that very thing inside yourself? Very often, wherever you fear the judgment of others, whatever part of yourself or whatever area you most fear the judgment of others, is likely something that you hold a judgment around in yourself. You are judging it in some way. Either you see it as being unlovable or not good enough or too much or too little or unwanted and undesirable or broken or flawed or whatever it is. You hold that judgment about that part of yourself that you are most afraid of other people judging. And we tend to try to hide these parts of ourselves that we fear others will judge because we don't want them to see what we see about ourselves. It's like we see ourselves and we go, oh, see, there's that part of me that's bad, wrong, too much, not enough, broken, flawed, unlovable. Yeah, whatever it is, right? Whatever the judgment is. And we try to do whatever we can to wear our masks and play our roles and fit into our box and be a certain way so that no one will see these things that we've pushed into the shadows and tried to hide. And this is what kept me being so afraid of being visible for so long. Because I was like, if I make myself really visible, people are going to see all these things about me that for years I've judged as bad and wrong and unlovable. And if I make myself visible, I can't control now their perception of me. And what if they see all this stuff about me that I'm so afraid is going to cause me to be rejected, that is going to cause me to lose love, that isn't enough about me? And so that's why we hide, and that's why we play small, and that's why we play roles. Yeah, and that's why we wear masks, because we want to try to put forward this image of ourselves that we think is lovable and hide all of the things that we fear are not. And so healing this fear of other people's judgments starts with looking at all the judgments we hold on ourselves, all the parts of ourselves that we are judging. That's really where it begins. Taking ownership, like, look at anything at the moment. Think about an area where you're worried about what someone's going to think about you. You're worried about their perception. You're worried about being judged or having this part of you judged. Notice it and then ask yourself, am I in judgment of this part? What is my judgment of this part of me? Do I think this part of me is unlovable, broken, flawed, not enough? What is the judgment I'm holding? Because here's the thing, if someone judges you in some way and you don't hold that particular judgment about yourself, it won't even impact you. Like, if someone said to me, Connie, you know, I heard someone said about me, you know, Connie is a really cruel, mean person. I'd be like, no, I'm not. That's crazy. What are you going on about? I am such a kind-hearted, caring, loving person. Like, I wouldn't even take that on. I would just be like, that person's crazy. I don't know where they got that from, but that's so not the truth about me. So whatever. Just like water off a duck's back, it wouldn't even affect me because that's not personally a judgment I hold about myself. That's not personally something I think about myself at all. Whereas if, I don't know, someone said, you know, Connie can be really selfish sometimes, I'd be like, ouch, because I know that I can be selfish sometimes. And I'm actually learning how to own that part of myself and let myself be selfish sometimes, but I still sometimes judge it as wrong. So if someone else came along and judged that as wrong, I'd probably feel some shame around that. And I'd be like, oh God. And it would bring up that judgment I hold around that part of myself. Okay. So that's the first thing. Stop focusing so much on all of these concerns you have about what other people are thinking and judging about you, and start to use that mirroring reflection to look at the judgments you're holding about yourself, because that's where your inner work around this begins. The second piece, and these are all going to kind of stack on each other, is you want to start to look at the deeper wound that's here that's most likely related to your inner child. And a lot of, you know, when we're fearing judgment, it's not so much a surface thing. It's like hitting something deeper. Like it's hitting like a deeper feeling of like, I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. There's something wrong with me. I'm broken or flawed in some way. And often there's a deeper thread of that that's getting hit, you know? Especially if to the extent this fear rules you so much that you can't fully be yourself, it would have some deeper roots in there. So I'd invite you to think and reflect a little bit deeper on, like, what is the deeper fear underneath this? Is it that I fear that I'm not good enough? I fear that no one's going to love me. I fear that I'm not worthy of love. I fear that I'm inherently broken. I fear that there's something really wrong about me. I fear that no one will like me for who I actually really am. I'd invite you to sit with, is this a feeling I've felt before? Am I familiar with feeling this way about myself? And when do I first remember feeling this way about myself? And it's likely hitting a deeper wound that may be coming from childhood. And I've talked a lot about how to work with our inner child woundings and how to do inner child healing on this podcast as well. So you can skim back and have a look at that. But, you know, often this is bringing up this deeper childhood conditioning, like I said before, around who we think we need to be lovable. And what your inner child needs more than anything is to know that she is lovable just as she is. And if she didn't get that messaging from the people who raised her when she was young, it's your job to help her know that about herself now. So I'd invite you in a moment where you are fearing that you're being judged, that you're going to be rejected, that you're worried what someone's thinking about you, you're feeling that shame or you're, you know, whatever comes up. I'd invite you to bring to mind an image of your inner child. Ask yourself, at what age do I remember feeling this way? Where is the younger part of me here that's getting triggered? And find some younger version of yourself and sit with her and give her what she needs to hear about herself. What does she need to hear? That she's enough, that she's loved, that she's worthy. Does she need to hear all the things that are wonderful about her? Does she need to be seen and celebrated for her magnificence and her beauty? Does she need to be reminded that all parts of her are lovable? Does she just need to be held and reassured? You know, this is how we support the deeper subconscious piece that's coming up here, and your inner child may need some healing around the deeper root cause below why you're so afraid of what people are thinking of you or your fear of being judged. So yeah, that will invite some deeper inner child healing for you. Okay, the third piece is loving yourself. And I know self-love can sound so cheesy and, It can sound like a really surface level practice, but that's just not how I teach self-love at all. I do a whole module in Divine Femme on self-love, and we work so much in there on unraveling the conditions you place on loving yourself. All of these rules you have, which again, you picked up from childhood, on who you think you need to be loved. And so loving yourself is so important if we want to stop fearing the judgment of others, because what you're doing in that moment is you're wanting external love so much and you're fearing losing it so much. But when you learn to truly love yourself and own who you are and accept who you are and be your own best friend and build a healthy relationship with yourself and love and support yourself through the moments that you feel some self-doubt or some insecurity or you lack confidence or you feel not enough, if you can come in and be a support person for yourself in that moment, you can handle anything. The problem is that when there's something happens, like we're like, oh, that person judged me, or that person didn't like that part of me, or that person pulled away from me, it causes us to go into a negative self spiral, right? We start to spiral into shame, into self-judgment inside of ourselves, into questioning ourselves, into doubting ourselves. And what we need in that moment is the exact opposite. That is self-loathing. That is self-beration. That is self-destruction. That's not self-love. And the thing that will help you hold the moments where you feel like you're losing external love is the love you have inside yourself for yourself. Yeah. It's the ownership of who you are. It's the backing of yourself. It's the quality of your self-talk. It's the way you have your own back, even if someone else doesn't. It's the way you believe in yourself, even when other people don't. It's the way you love yourself, even if you feel other people aren't. It's the way you accept yourself, even if you feel other people are judging you. The only way to navigate this is to really work on this relationship with yourself. So I want you to notice, where does your self-talk go in these moments? Where does your self-perception go? Do you abandon yourself, or are you there supporting yourself through this? Do you beat up on yourself, or do you speak kindly in encouraging ways to yourself? Part of the self-love work is getting to know yourself deeply and really starting to own the authentic, unique expression of you. You are not here to be liked by everyone. You are not for everyone. And the more that you can be your true, authentic self, the more that the people who are here to be in resonance with that and be in connection with that will find you. And it starts with you really getting to know yourself and you really owning what makes you unique. You know, for a long time, I feared what people would think about me doing this work. And a lot of people do judge me for doing this work, working with women, working on feminine energy, working on even things around sensuality and embodiment, you know, being a woman who's in the personal development space, whatever it is, a lot of people have judgments on that. And I was terrified of those judgments for years because I was trying to have everyone like me. Have everyone like me, you know, the people pleaser, the chameleon, wanting to be loved by everyone. The more I got to know myself and I started owning who I am, my gifts, my talents, my unique qualities, and I just started stepping into that, the people that are in resonance with that, they found me and they love it. They love it. Yeah, they want it. And there are still people there on the sidelines judging me, but because I'm so connected to who I am and I love who I am and I'm proud of what I'm doing and I have my own back and I take care of the little parts of me that get afraid when I'm afraid and I work on my own judgments that I still hold in myself, the stuff that happens on the periphery out there, it doesn't bother me. It can derail me sometimes, but I know how to bring myself back. It will never stop me being myself. Yeah. So the relationship you have with yourself is everything in this piece. And the fourth and final piece of this, and this is like one of the most important ones, and this is what's really helped me actually, is learning how to expand your capacity to feel the sensation of not being liked. To feel and hold the sensation of someone judging you. To feel and hold the sensation of someone not liking a part of you, rejecting you, pulling away from you, unfollowing you, saying something about you. The reason we can't handle this when this happens is because we don't yet know how to feel that really uncomfortable sensation that comes up. And because we don't know how to feel it, we jump out of our bodies and we go, oh my goodness, what do I do to fix this? How do I get this person to like me? The only way you'll be able to handle more and more of, I don't know, potential people's judgments and people not liking you is to learn how to hold more and more of the sensation that it brings up in your body. The solution is to not try to figure out how to get people to like you, how to be more of what other people want, how to modify yourself, how to be nicer, how to be sweeter, how to be more toned down, how to be whatever. Like that's the coping mechanism. The truth is, when something like this happens and I feel like I've lost love, connection, I've been judged, I've been rejected, can I sit in my body with that sensation and breathe into it and feel it and hold it? And can I be with it? That has been my practice that has absolutely expanded my capacity to hold the judgment of other people, is to know that even if this happens, I can feel it and I'll still be okay. I'm not scared of what it's going to bring up in me. I'm not scared of the discomfort. The reason you can't handle judgment is because you can't handle the sensation that comes with it. You can't handle the feeling that it brings up in your body. But if you can get to a point where you can feel that, you can feel the feeling of being disliked or having someone not agree with you or having someone not like you or having someone judge you, and you can handle that feeling and you're still okay, then you can transcend this pattern. You can transcend any pattern. So it will still come up. You know, I have it come up for me all the time. But when I feel it, I go into my body and I feel it. And I know I can hold this sensation and I can love myself through it. I can support myself through it. I can hold my inner child through it. I will love myself through it and speak to myself kindly and encourage myself and reassure myself. And I can handle it. And so that's it. You've just got to keep expanding your capacity to handle and hold this, because whatever it is you're wanting to do in your life, whether you want to be visible, whether you want to be seen, whether you just want to be more of who you truly are, this is the skill you've got to develop, is learning how to hold all the sensations that are going to come with that. And the reason a lot of us aren't fully expressed women is because we haven't yet built the ability and capacity to hold ourselves through all the feelings that are going to come along with that. So this is in itself, you know, it's the embodiment work that I really, really teach. I hope that has been supportive for you. This was really fun to get to chat on with you. If you want some more support around this on top of the things I've offered you, we do a lot of this work in Divine Femme. This is the work I do with women. You know, we unravel wounded feminine conditioning. We break out of the good girl. We stop the people pleasing. We work with your inner child. We work on your self-love. We work on your embodiment. We get you owning who you are and learning how to hold yourself through all the discomfort that's going to come up the more and more and more you come into your full expression as a woman. So Divine Femme will be enrolling soon. You can learn more at conniechapman.com/divinefemme or go down to the show notes to get the link and you can join the waitlist. I also take on a small group of one-on-one clients. So if you would love some one-on-one support with some of this as well, reach out to me via Instagram or email and we can chat about the options for that as well. So thank you so much, my love, for being tuned into this episode, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.